Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
One in five young people have told a National Youth Council of Ireland survey that they are skipping meals these days because they can't afford to eat. I don't know how many people they surveyed, but of those they did ask, 44% also said they were financially worse off this year than they were last year. And you don't need a rocket scientist to tell you the biggest problem they were facing was housing and accommodation. And one of the findings also from the Youth Council was that many people they talked to believed that, you know, the old idea that work hard, play by the rules, do everything right, you'll be grand. That was the old rules. We were all brought up to believe that. Work hard, do things right, pay your taxes, mind your money, you'll be grand. That those days, unfortunately, seem to be gone. A lot of young people believe that they're gone. And joined by Hayley from the Students' Union at UCC. Hayley, were you surprised by those findings? Were your colleagues in the union surprised by those findings? Good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ. Unfortunately, no, absolutely not. Kind of exactly what we expected the report to say, really. It's hard to have it kind of written down like that, but it really does add up with what we've been hearing since we came into office last June.
I can remember my day in college, and it's not yesterday. Come the end of the week before your grant dropped or before whatever couple of bob you made was paid to you in the college bar kind of thing, you'd have noodles, like, and you'd have beans. So that's not new.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what is new really is the price of accommodation.
Yeah.
That seems to be the biggest strain time and time again. We conducted, well, it was actually last year's team and the Students' Union conducted a survey just at the end of their term. And we're just going through the data now, getting back all the data and kind of analysing it. It was a cost of living survey, so it asked fairly basic questions. There was over 3,000 students in UCC that took part. But the number one issue when they're asked, you know, what's the biggest strain, or why do you say there's a cost of living survey in general? Like, what would make you say that? Cost of living crisis. Mm. And the number one thing that they mention is housing. And we have kind of like a document that we work off and we try to keep track of the figures. So the average rent for a single bedroom in Cork in 2017, so only 6 years or 7 years ago at this point, was €399 per month. And in 2022, that was gone up to €535. And in 2023, in the Q3 report, that was 598. So we've gone from 399 to 598 from 2017 to 2023.
You might as well say
49.8% increase.
You might as well say doubled.
Yeah, and even if we take, you know, obviously inflation has been a huge thing since 2017 May to, if we even take May 2017 to May 2023, the rate of inflation is 17.9%, but the single room increase is 49.8%. So it's not even as if to say that the rental markets are like following the rate of inflation. They're actually beyond doubling it.
Mm. And then we have these new accommodations. We mentioned it yesterday. Is it the bottle factory or the bottle club or whatever they call it?
Yeah.
They're 320 a week and they're sold out.
Yeah. Yeah. People are absolutely desperate, but the Bottleworks factory, it's one of these other like luxury quote unquote student accommodations that they've put in rooms such as like gaming rooms and like big lounges that students don't need, kind of to justify the price point really of it. And it is great to see more beds in the city, but when most students can't afford it, it is a slap in the face to students who've worked so hard to get into education, but only the most wealthy can actually afford to pursue it.
Yeah, I do remember, and as I said, going back, you'd do a bit of part-time work to try and cover your rent, or when you'd paid your rent or paid your digs. I don't know if people still do digs, but when you paid your rent or paid your digs, you then had a couple of bob in your pocket. Those days are sadly gone.
Yeah, and people, as you're saying there, people actually do use digs quite a lot. Obviously, there's more issues then with digs, and that there's very few legal protections. Like, you do have a lot of legal, or not a lot, but at least some legal protections as a tenant. And we launched a big campaign this year trying to make people aware of those kind of legal protections. So like the things you could ask your landlord for and what your accommodation should be like, especially private rental houses around the college area. But in digs, you don't really have those kind of protections. It's more of like an agreement between you and the landlords that you're moving in with. And then in terms of, as you say, working, like I have rarely met a student who wasn't working to fund themselves through college.
Yeah.
I think even the day of people's, like, parents funding them through college is coming to an end, because parents just don't have the money either. And the minimum wage per age group obviously differs as well. So if you're 18, you're on 1060 an hour, 16 an hour. If you're 19, you're looking at 1143. 20 and over then is 1270. So you're not even earning the full minimum wage of 1270 until you're over 20 and over. Which is shocking. A lot of students coming in are 18, 19.
It's tough. It's very tough. And when people come to the students' union looking for help, what are they asking for?
Yeah, a few things.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So we're very lucky we're in the position we are. We do operate a few funds. So we've got the emergency fund, the food bank fund. You might remember a couple of years back, there was a big fundraiser done by the Students' Union to raise money for a food bank I think it was like 2021. Yeah, really big all over the news. And that was kind of not where the trouble started, but when we started to kind of be proactive in combating the kind of hunger on campus. And so we've thankfully loads of money raised from that. And we're working through that now at the minute. What we've done is we've started switching over to giving out students food vouchers instead, so that they don't just have to come in and take whatever's available, that they actually have a bit of autonomy in what they're picking to get to eat. So we do that, and then we also are lucky enough to be able to offer some money for a childcare subsidy for our student parents as well.
I see. So that's about how many students would be parents, Hayley?
Yeah, interesting. We're kind of always looking to find out more data. The EDI unit in UCC is running a survey at the minute for all students. So we've been really pushing that to try get students to fill it out, because it asked those kind of questions, obviously, anonymously. But quite a few. We don't have data on it at the minute, though, unfortunately, because we'd love to have it to see, are we missing groups? Do we need to be providing more? Are there people that were kind of falling through the gaps here? But quite a few people do avail of the childcare subsidy from us. So that would indicate that it's a growing number.
Well, I'll be getting to an email in a little while, Hayley, from a very concerned mom who believes her daughter was spiked in the last few days. I've talked many times with Mary Crilly about spiking. Are you at the Students' Union? I know it's a different issue now, but are you noticing an increase in people reporting spiking?
Yeah, I'm not sure as if it is if it's an increase, but it's genuinely still a problem that we're seeing, but we're kind of told by the outgoing team, you know, year on year out, the welfare officer particularly, that it is a big issue. And you might know as well that we picked Safe Gigs and the Sexual Violence Centre as one of our RAG charities this year for such a reason that we like do rely on them and their resources quite significantly. And there has been cases of people coming to us, you know, all times throughout the year, but particularly during busier times of the year. And yeah, it is something that unfortunately we do have to pass on to the next team every time, and kind of the welfare officer has to have a plan there for signposting people to the relevant places.
Definitely a problem, and I'll get to that email in a little while. Just come back to our main topic, Hayley, and if I don't say this to you, I'll be accused of holding back on a tough question. The survey being what it is that we discussed, and the fact that you're seeing people who are struggling with the cost of living, that aside, there are those who will say to me, well, PJ, they never seem to be too short of money for a few cans on a Thursday. Now, you still get that argument, Hayley. Is it true?
Yeah, of course. Oh, no. I mean, look, students will still go out drinking the odd time, but what's being said to us time and time again this year in the college, and I don't think anyone could disagree with us, is the culture around drinking has significantly changed in the last few years. Rag Week was nothing to speak of. We held events, they were relatively well attended, you know, we've raised great money for charities, but you don't have the same energy of people queuing up on the streets.
We barely knew it was on, which is a good sign.
Exactly. And I do think a lot of that is down to people not being able to afford it. So I do think it's evidencing itself in the way that people aren't out as much as they used to be.
All right, Hayley, thank you. That's Hayley from the UCC Students' Union. And that finding of the National Youth Council, one in five, or slightly more than one in five young people are skipping meals at least once a week because they can't afford to eat. And the cost of living, the cost of accommodation, there's a statistic. And don't mind your bottle club or your bottle bank, whatever the place is called. I don't know, so right? In 2017, a room was 399 per month, so 100 quid a week. In 2023, it's 598 a month, so 600 a month, which is 150 a week. So that's it's 50% up in the space of what, 6 years?
Cork's 96 FM.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.